All right. Welcome to the Lovable Lawyer Podcast, episode 6. Really excited to be with you guys and just rolling out topics here related to all things estate planning, life insurance, legal, and anything else that we might find amusing. And this week, or we've been focusing on a lot of different topics. Yesterday, we talked about do-it-yourself estate planning. And so we're going to segue away from that. That's a great episode if you didn't catch it. And today we're going to talk about another important part of the estate planning process that a lot of people don't think about. In fact, a lot of estate planning attorneys don't even have it at top of mind, and that is life insurance strategies for estate planning. So the truth of the matter is that life insurance has a lot of roles among the different purposes that we're doing estate planning for. And just as a bit of a review, when we're doing estate planning, we're talking about that bundle of assets, that whatever it is that you have. So, and that would make up, those assets would make up your estate, whether there's a few assets or a lot of them, really doesn't matter. So that's sort of the premise of the show. And it's somewhat the premise of this episode's point about life insurance, which is really, you know, life insurance can have some important aspects, even if you have a smaller estate. So, you know, for example, a lot of small businesses have some value. There's a lot of them have assets that are tied up in the business. And particularly if they're a heavy inventory type of business, like a car dealership, then what's going to happen is that if the owner passes away and there isn't a good plan, and let's say that there's value there, if there's estate taxes due, and we talked a little bit about death taxes and estate taxes in one of the earlier episodes last week. And so basically, if you have that issue of estate taxes come up, and that business and those assets are going to have to be sold in order to pay the taxes. I believe it was in the episode on high net worth issues that arise, and we use Joe Robbie, the Miami Dolphins owner's estate situation as an example. And that situation, wife demanded her elective share of the estate, which is really a portion of the estate that she was entitled to under Florida law. And thereafter, the estate was forced to sell the team and the stadium in order to cover state taxes and to be able to pay her what she was asking for. So just a thing, you know. And so what happens is that a lot of times people use life insurance to cover the liquidity need of the estate. So if there would have been a life insurance policy there for Mr. Robbie, and if it would have been big enough to cover the need, which it certainly could have been, he would have most likely qualified at some point for the amount of life insurance that was needed, and that could have made up the difference in terms of the liquidity and the money that was needed to pay the taxes. So that's a big one for life insurance, is just providing liquidity for family businesses or where you have a lot of assets and not much cash to pay off obligations. And of course, the biggest one is estate taxes. So what are some of the other things that life insurance is used for? So liquidity and leverage. There's also issues that happen when people have large medical bills. So you could have somebody that had a long-term medical care situation and became incapacitated or something like that and ended up behind on bills, and then suddenly they die. And so the provider's asking for money from the estate. So rather than just estate taxes, you could have medical providers all seeking funds. And so life insurance there again can create some liquidity for the estate, depending on who the beneficiary was of the life insurance policy, of course. So all these things, you know, obviously would somewhat depend on who that beneficiary was, if the estate was the beneficiary of the life insurance, if a trust was used, and we talked about living trusts and using trusts. So if a trust was used and was the beneficiary of the life insurance, that actually can create a favorable situation just from the standpoint of being able to manage and pay for assets or pay for obligations of the estate. And so that's an important one. So liquidity and leverage and paying for taxes and medical. So spousal planning is a big one because, you know, obviously if a spouse needs to have funds to live on, if the estate is such that the assets in the estate itself are not going to provide enough means for the spouse, then life insurance can definitely provide a way of allowing the spouse to continue to have the lifestyle that he or she is accustomed to. So that's an important one. And another area is special needs planning, one that a lot of people don't think about. And special needs planning has to do with a disabled beneficiary. And it could be that they are relying on the person that died for support. Could be a live-in parent or a disabled child of some kind. And so, you know, the life insurance can then help to fund that need in the event that the person passes away as well. And these are just things that people need to be thinking about and important aspects, and that life insurance can complement the planning. So with those being some of the things that life insurance is used for, to leverage that death benefit in estate planning, the other question people tend to have is what kinds of life insurance are appropriate for estate planning. So, you know, we talk about the different kinds of life insurance. We haven't talked much on this podcast, but we talk about that a lot on our websites. Oneinsuranceandestates.com is a big one where we really bring together insurance and estate planning. So the different kinds of life insurance include simple term life. So it's the least expensive and would just be focused on a death benefit. So a term life policy can be very effective because it doesn't cost much and you get this major benefit of the death benefit. And that can be great if a person's, particularly in a person's younger years, the cost is very low. The downside of that is that that term is eventually going to expire. And so what could happen with term is that the estate could be left without life insurance if it expires and no one renews it. So that's one option, though. Another one would be a permanent life insurance policy, like a whole life or a universal life policy of some kind. And there's some different kinds of universal life policies. So, and those are more treated as the cash accruing kinds of policies, that where cash inside of the policy will accrue and you can use it during lifetime. And then they also have a death benefit. And if they're set up the right way, they would have a permanent death benefit on those policies. So, and the difference between whole life and universal is just the way that the cash value accumulates, and you have more guarantees with a whole life policy, and the universal policies are more market driven and they might be treated like a mutual fund, or they may be based more on a formula. So then you have different kinds of universal life policies. Okay, you have indexed and variable and these kind of things. So those are things that we will likely touch on in the future in an episode. So, you know, so you have those options, and you also have convertible term life that can be converted to a whole life policy. And then you have guaranteed universal is also in the bundle of universal policies that I guess I didn't mention. And that's treated more like a fixed, you're not going to accrue much cash in that policy, but it's going to be, you're basically getting a permanent death benefit with that policy. So that can be a very good one for just simply securing a death benefit permanent that will cover the estate costs. And another kind of life insurance that can work great for estate planning is second to die policies between a husband and wife. Let's say the spouse does not need to have the life insurance proceeds to survive or to maintain a standard of living. A second-to-die policy could be used for the beneficiaries of the estate, kids or whoever. So that would be that the death benefits only paid upon the last spouse to pass away. So second-to-dies are very common in the estate planning world and a very valuable tool for that. All right, so choosing the right life insurance company, that is one thing I just wanted to mention. And that one is going to depend a lot on the current market conditions and, of course, the agent expert that you're working with having a good idea of what's out there, and also the type of policy that you're looking at. So some companies are better for universal policies. Some are probably better for term or convertible term in particular, and some for whole life. So you're just going to be kind of wanting to narrow that down with your insurance expert as you're considering those options. So with that, that's life insurance in a nutshell as it relates to estate planning. Lots more topics coming up. We want to hear from you guys in terms of what you're looking to get information on. And we appreciate it. Appreciate you joining us. And with that, we will talk to you in the next episode. Thanks.